哎，就是呢，圣典波伽瓦坛第十一篇第六章十五世节。那让只说很抱歉，因为他上星期在旅行，所以没法讲。Yes， 第四十五世节，这是一个非常美好的世节，看我们是不是能够达到世界所说的这种状态。
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya。
圣殿波伽瓦坛第十一篇第六章第四十五世节。 OK，
Maharaj, maybe this is because I'm too close to my microphone.
No, it's okay.
Yes.
Jaya
躺着。 Asana 坐着。Asana 行走。 Dana 站着。 Nana 沐浴。 Vida 娱乐。 Asana 吃。 Adishu 以及其他的活动。 Atang 如何。 Wam 您。 Priyam 真爱。Atmanam 自我。 Vayam 我们。 Atta 您的奉献者。 Yajema 能抛弃。 的确。
Ayana Sana Nana Nana Vida Sadishu Kitam Om Priyam Sri Jaya Asana Snana Krida Shadishu Kam Pam Priyam Ayam Bhakti Mahi. My dear Lord, you are the supreme most dear to us. We are your devotees. Can we possibly reject you? Live without you, people. Whether we are lying down, seeing, walking, standing, bathing, eating, or doing anything else, you are constantly engaged in the service.
译文，我亲爱的主，您是至尊灵魂，所以您是我们最心爱的人。我们是您的奉献者，我们怎能抛弃您？没有您，我们怎么能活下去？哪怕一刻都不能。无论躺着、坐着、行走、站着、沐浴、娱乐、用膳，还是做别的事情，我们始终在从事对您的服务。
One should be constantly engaged in the service of Lord Krishna. By hearing about Krishna and by serving him, we can give up the illusion of trying to enjoy something separately from the Supreme Lord. If we neglect such hearing and serving, our minds will become bewildered by the illusory energy of the Lord. And seeing the world as separate from Krishna, we will take it as a place meant for our own sense gratification. This gross ignorance brings nothing but trouble to the living entity. Okay?
要指人应该一刻不停地服务主 Krishna， 通过聆听 Krishna 的讯息服务他，我们就能摒弃试图独立于至尊主进行享乐的幻想。如果我们忽视这样的聆听和服务，我们的心就受到主的迷幻能量的迷惑，认为世界独立于 Krishna， 我们还会把这世界当作是用来满足以及感官享乐的地方。
That's the end of it?
Yes.
Short one. Om Gana Timirandasya Chinanjana Shilakaya Chakshuru Militanyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobisam Stapitam Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalaham Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sajjatam Sagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahita Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shri Mati Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namaste Saraswati Devi Gauravani Pacharane Nirvisesha Sunyavadi Pascha Chade Sutarane Vanshakalpa Chubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Vanshakalpa Trubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namaha. Just a minute. Can you hold just a minute?
Yes. Hari
Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol. Hari Bol, Rasa. Okay, no sound. Hari Bol. Can you look up Bhagavad Gita 5, 8, 9, and yeah.
Let's look at Bhagavad Gita 5, 8,
9. Hello?
第8和第9世界.
Okay, call didn't work. Yeah, Bhagavad Gita 5, 8, and 9 is something like this verse from the Bhagavatam is kind of a higher level explanation of this Bhagavad Gita verse.
Mm. 我们今天所学的这个世界跟《博迦梵歌》第5章8到9个世界有点相似，从某种意义上说是《博迦梵歌》这个世界的一个升级版。This
verse in Gita says a person in divine consciousness, although engaged in seeing, hearing, touching, smelling, eating, moving about, sleeping, and breathing, always knows within himself that he actually does nothing at all. Because while speaking, evacuating, receiving, or opening and closing his eye, he always knows that only the material senses are engaged with their objects, and he is aloof from them.
博迦梵歌第5章8到9世界译本，身处神圣知觉中的人，虽然在目视耳闻，身处鼻嗅，进食走动，睡觉呼吸，但他内心常知道。 自己说话、排泄、收受真言和闭眼时，只是物质感官和感官对象在相互产生作用，而他自己则远离这些，并无参与。So
in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says this is because he's engaged in transcendental service of Krishna. Although he appears to be acting with his body and senses, he's always conscious of his actual position, which is spiritual engagement.
圣帕帕德在要旨当中讲到，一个人他虽然外在的看起来是在忙于感官的活动，但是由于他感官自立于满足Krishna的感官，所以呢，他能够知觉到真正的他自己是没有活动。So
here in this Bhagavatam verse, the Yadus are talking, and they're actually you know, it's actually telling us how we should be or how, you know, so that we can think about what we want to achieve and we can also understand where we're, you know, how far we have to go.
在瓦坛中的这个世界讲的是雅各王朝的成员他们所处的状态，从这个世界当中我们也可以对照自己所处的状态以及我们应该达到的目标是什么样子的。
So they say first they recognize that Krishna and you're a supreme soul, so you're very dear to us, we are your devotees, so we can't live without you even for a moment.
首先他们讲到啊，亲爱的主啊，你是至尊的灵魂，所以呢是我们心爱的人，我们没有你的话我们一刻都不能活。
So the Yadus after the Vrijvasis, they're the most intimate devotees of Krishna at that time.
亚洲王朝的成员们可以说除了 Vrindavan 的居民之外，他们是 Krishna 最心爱的人。
So they, you know, like the gopis, of course, they couldn't live without Krishna.
他们就像牧牛姑娘们一样，他们没有 Krishna 一刻都活不下去了。
Of course, they somehow lived even after Krishna left, but that's because they were thinking of Krishna so intensely that it's the same.
虽然他们在 Krishna 离开以后还活了一段时间，但是他们对于 Krishna 的强烈的思念之情，其实这个活着跟离开是没有区别的。
It's described that, you know, after Krishna left Vrindavan, Govardhan shrank down very much.
据说当 Krishna 离开 Vrindavan 之后，连 Govardhan 山都下沉了很多。
It's described that on Govardhan there were waterfalls and rivers and caves and so much grass and all that, so we don't find like that anymore.
据说科瓦丹山上是有很多的瀑布、泉水，还有山洞，还有绿草等等，但是现在这一些我们都看不见了。
And then there's a story that Govardhan was cursed to shrink, you know, by one mustard seed every day or something.
据说瓜丹山曾经遭到过诅咒，每天或者反正隔一段时间它就会下沉一颗芥末籽的高度。
But even at that pace, you know, in 5,000 years wouldn't be as much to the size Govardhan is now. It's actually He shrank because of separation from Krishna.
但是呢，在现在的格瓦丹山跟当年的格瓦丹山完全是不一样的。那么可以从一个方面来理解，就是格瓦丹山由于与 Krishna 分离而下陷了。
And so the gopis, they wanted to suicide right after Krishna left, and they knew he wasn't going to be back for a long time.
那个牧牛姑娘们当他们知道 Krishna 离开以后，他们就立刻决定要自杀了。
But they said Govardhan was too small to jump off, and the Jamuna was dried up. They couldn't drown themselves in the Jamuna. Jamuna was dried up because of separation.
但是呢他们想从高瓦丹山上跳下来寻死，但是高瓦丹山他因为悲伤下陷了太低了，然后他们想跳到亚穆纳河里寻死，但是亚穆纳河因为与 Krishna 分离都干涸了，所以也没法淹死。
So everybody was just intensely remembering Krishna and crying, and you know, so many things are described every time they had separated, even for a moment. Even if the gopis blinked, they would complain about Lord Brahma that they blinked, and during that time they couldn't see Krishna.
所以当 Krishna 离开以后，所有等他们的居民都伤心欲绝，他们甚至无法忍受 婆罗婆摩创造的这个眼皮的眨眼瞬间看见 Krishna， 更何况以后永远见到 Krishna 呢？
Or it says when the boys were in the forest, if they were watching Krishna walk, and if he went behind a tree, they would panic while, you know, just the time he was behind the tree and they couldn't see him. How can we live without Krishna?
那些牧牛童们，他们都指望着 Krishna 肯定是躲到某棵树的背后去了。盼望的 Krishna 会从某个树后面跳出来。
So we should be aspiring for that. You know, we can't tolerate not chanting or not hearing about Krishna or talking about Krishna or doing some service for Krishna. We want to be busy all the time. That should be our goal.
所以呢，我们应该从中来学习，就说这样的这些奉献者的情感应该激励我们。我们应该片刻都不能没有唱诵。如果我们没有不唱诵圣名，听不到讲课，不能为做服务，这个时候我们应该感觉到不能忍受。我们时刻应该让自己忙于为 Krishna 做服务。
So they say whether we are lying down, sitting, walking, standing, bathing, enjoying recreation, eating or anything, we are constantly engaged in your service.
所以这里讲到，无论是躺着、坐着、行走、站着、沐浴还是吃饭、参加娱乐活动，都是始终在为 Krishna 做服务。
So it's more or less the same word, sitting, walking, standing, bathing. Because we have to do all those things while we live in a body.
当我们还生活在活在这个躯体的时候，我们同样也必须得躺啊、坐啊、走啊、站立或者沐浴等等。
But the thing is, they're always remembering Krishna.
但是呢，做这些事情关键点在于我们要永远记住 Krishna。
So we could go over it, you know, like we're sitting so we can read about Krishna.
比如说当我们坐下来的时候，我们可以读有关于 Krishna 的书。
We're lying down sleeping, which is generally the mode of ignoreanceBut the body needs to sleep, otherwise we can't serve Krishna. We're too weak or sick.
当我们躺下睡觉的时候，当然这是一种愚昧形态。但是呢，我们通过睡眠让身体得到恢复休息，以便能够更好的为 Krishna 做服务。
So we can be walking to the temple, or walking to go preaching, or walking to go shopping for Krishna, or walking...You know, for so many reasons, but it would be centered around Krishna for devotees.
所以我们通过行走，我们可以去走到庙里去，通过我们去走的去传教，或者去到商店为 Krishna 买东西等等。
And we're bathing for Krishna. You know, many of us wouldn't be bathing so often if it wasn't that we were devotees. And we want to go to the temple, we have to take a bath and, you know,we know that we have to be clean.
而且呢
especially, okay, I want to be clean from Krishna.
我们也可以为 Krishna 沐浴，让我们自己处在很洁净的状态，这样子我们可以以一个洁净的躯体去服务 Krishna.
So they say, are even doing anything else?
所以呢，我其中还讲到无论是做这些事情还是任何其他事情。
Because they're saying, and these are the Yadus, remember, they're all, you know, Krishna's family, intimate family. They're saying even recreation, we have to be careful. Sometimes devotees, you know, they go into the amusement park playing some sports game or something, and that may not be for Krishna, you know. Maybe.
这里提到还提到亚都王朝的人们，他们进行娱乐的时候，他们也不忘记 Krishna。那么我们奉献者应该小心，就是有时候当我们去到游乐场，或者是去 做一些娱乐体育活动的时候，我们很容易就忘记了 Krishna。
So Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya is what we are seeking.
所以呢 ，Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya 永恒的服务国家凡，这是我们的目标。
Most of us know that verse. Nasta Prayesha Vadesha Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhaktir Bhagavata. You know, engaged in the service of the Bhagavat.
那么大部分人我们都知道这个世界就是致力于对于至尊主的服务。
So it can be either the person Bhagavat or the book Bhagavat.
那么国家凡致力于对国家凡的服务，国家凡有两类，一个是一类是书籍国家凡，还有一类是人物国家凡。
The person Bhagavat is one who lives by the book.
人物国家凡是按照书籍国家凡去生活的人。
And so when we're reading Srila Prabhupada's purports and we're doing both, because Prabhupada is the ultimate person Bhagavat, but he gave us the Bhagavatam and to study the Bhagavatam, or to distribute the Bhagavatam,talk about the Bhagavatam, that's all one of those things.
所以当我们阅读圣帕帕德的书的时候，其实我们在得到两类国家凡的联谊。首先，圣帕帕德他是一位人物国家凡，同时他又通过他的书籍传达了书籍国家凡的信息。当我们去阅读讨论或者是传播派发国家瓦坛的时候，那个我们其实都在服务两者。
And we learn from Prahlad Maharaj, Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare, that these are the nine processes of devotional service.
同时呢，我们还可以向 Prahlada 中学习，他讲到就是聆听唱诵意念崇拜等等，他讲了用九种方法来服务至尊主。
So we want to try to be engaged in one of them at different times.
所以呢，我们希望我们要努力的在不同的时间去从事这不同的份外服务。
Shravana Kirtan, hearing and chanting, that's the basis.
聆听和唱诵是最基础的。
Hearing and chanting about Krishna.
聆听和唱诵有关于 Krishna 的内容。
Kirtan of the holy name, or reading the Bhagavad Gita, or reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, or that's also Kirtan.
我们 Maharaj, reading.
Reading Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing about Krishna, talking about Krishna, it's all Srimad, it's all Bhagavatam.
诵读国家瓦坛，或者是跟别人一起谈论国家瓦坛，这也是 Kirtan, 也是唱诵。
And then remembering, if we're hearing about Krishna, then we're going to remember Krishna.
接下来是意念。如果我们聆听有关 Krishna 内容，我们自然就会想着 Krishna。
We learn by hearing or reading or seeing, and then we remember those things. So if we are hearing about Krishna and we're seeing Krishna, pictures of Krishna, deities, devotees, then we remember Krishna. The temple, you know, depending on the holy land, you know, that's Krishna. We can remember.Sodom is Krishna.
所以如果我们聆听听 Krishna, 看 Krishna, 无论是看 Krishna 的图片还是神像，然后我们讲述 Krishna, 这样子我们是自然会总是想着 Krishna, 我们总是看到 Krishna, 无论在庙里还是看到奉献者等等。
Then serving the Lord's feet of the Lord,
然后就是服务主的莲花组。
I think I'm getting the order wrong, but that also serving the deity.
服务神像。
just service attitude, like Hanuman just serving Krishna.
就是只是服务。
Hanuman only wanted to serve Ram.
就好像Hanuman一样, Hanuman他心里只, 唯一的愿望就是服务Rama。
So he never was asking for anything in return for the service.
他从来没有为自己的服务祈求任何的回报。
He just wanted more service.
他唯一想要的就是更多的服务。
He said that when they were back in Ayodhya, the other devotees were complaining because whatever Ram needed, Hanuman would do it so fast that no one else got a chance to do any service.
据说到了Ayodhya, 当Ayodhya的居民他们都在抱怨说, 无论Ram要什么, Hanuman他都会第一个跳出来去做好, 所以其他人就没有机会了。
Smarana, Vandana, Vandana, praying. It's also praying, praying.
Shra, Vandana, Vandana, Vandana的意思是祈祷.
So most people, and you know, if you go to any temple or church, the prayers are asking Krishna for material things.
无论我们去到 哪里, 大部分的庙里, 人们祈祷的内容都是, 祈求 Krishna 给自己一些什么。
But prayer really means, like if we read the prayers in the Bhagavatam, there's so many, they're just glorifying Krishna.
但是如果我们阅读圣典国家法坛, 法坛当中的祈祷文, 都是在赞美 Krishna。
That's the real thing.
这才是真正的祈祷。
So, we should be praying. Of course, we can pray for service. We want to pray to serve Krishna.
当然我们可以祈祷,我们可以祈求能够得到服务。
It's ideal prayer.
这样的祈祷是完美的,理想的祈祷。
We pray for the Lord to have mercy on all these fallen conditioned souls who are suffering.
我们祈祷就是主啊，请你来帮助这个堕落的灵魂，让他能够从事对您的服务。Shamanakirtana, smarana vandana, vada sevi,
serving the lotus feet, that's like Lakshmi, she's always at the feet of Vishnu.
还有就是像 Lakshmi 女神一样，总是服务主的莲花组。
We can serve the lotus feet by following in the footsteps of the spiritual master.
一个人只有通过追随灵性导师的, 步伐, 才能够服务主的莲花组。
And then Dasya Hanuman.
然后是这个像仆人一样服务主, 他的代表人物就是Hanuman.
Sakya, making friends with Krishna.
还有一种服务是 Sakya, 是与 Krishna 交朋友。
Arjuna was a friend of Krishna.
就像 Arjuna 一样。
He is the best example. Buddha was a relative cousin, he was also an intimate friend.
Arjuna 给我们展示了与主为友的这样子的典型榜样。 乌德法他虽然是 Krishna 的堂兄弟，但是他也是 Krishna 的朋友。So
Krishna can be the best friend.
所以 Krishna 可以是最好的朋友。He
said, "Surit sarva bhutanam."
他说过 "Surit sarva bhutanam."
And Kapila Muni, was Krishna. He also described like that.
Kapila Muni, 他也这样子来描述至尊主, 他是众生的朋友。
Describing a devotee.
他就讲, 一位奉献者。
The devotee is the best friend of everyone.
一位奉献者呢, 他就会成为众生为友。
That means we're always trying to help the people that we know it. The real friend doesn't want anything back. He just wants to help his friend, to be with his friend.
就好像是真正的朋友，真正的朋友不会想从朋友身上得到任何东西。他唯一愿望的就是能够跟朋友们在，跟他的朋友在一起。
So Krishna is our best friend. He goes with us even if we fall down into really hellish condition.
所以 Krishna 是我们最好的朋友，即便是我们堕落，然后被投入到最可怕的地狱里去，他还仍然是跟我们在一起。
No matter what kind of body we fall down into, Krishna goes with us.
无论是我们最堕落，投身在怎样的躯体里， Krishna 都跟我们在一起。
So that's what Kapila says to Tikshava, Karunika, Surida, Sarvabhutana. This is a devotee, he's describing a devotee.
那么Prasad Jin 他是这样子来描绘奋斗者的。
Tikshava means he's very tolerant.
就是他非常的容忍。
So if we think someone is our friend, then we'll tolerate if they don't act nice sometimes.
如果我们把某个人看成是自己的朋友，那么即便是对方有时候做的不是那么好，我们也能够容忍。
They'll say, well, he's my friend, so what can I do?
啊，他是我的朋友，那我又能怎么办呢？
And then Karunika. So if a devotee is thinking everyone is his friend, then we tolerate it. The material world is just such a place.
还有一项品质是 Karunika, 因为奉献者他把所有的生物都当作是自己的朋友，因此他能够容忍其他生物。
And Karunika, Karuna means mercy.
Karunika, Karuna 的意思是仁慈。
What is mercy? Real mercy means you're waking people up to know who they really are, giving them Krishna.
仁慈是什么意思呢？那么仁慈的意思就是唤醒人们每一个人，让他们能够回复对 Krishna 的服务。
Then Surida, friendly.
还有一项品质是 Suridam 是友好。
Sarvadehinam to all living entities.
Sarvadehinam 对所有生物体都很友好。
Not to just, you know, his own family or his own countrymen or his own, or just human beings, but all living entities. Friendly.
不仅仅是对自己的家人、朋友或者对自己的国家的同胞们，而是对所有生物体都是非常的友好。
So devotees are friendly to people. Say hello, and if someone needs help, they'll help them.
所以呢，奉献者他对所有人都很友好，跟他们打招呼。当有人需要帮助的时候，他们会尽力去帮助别人。
And when someone does something for a devotee, he'll be very thankful.
而且，如果有人给奉献者做了一些事情，奉献者会非常的感恩。
Then Ajata Shatrava, there's no enemies.
接下来一项品质是他们没有奉献者，没有敌人。
That's an interesting one. That's one name of Yudhisthira. Ajata Shatrava.
这项品质呢是非常的特别的。Ajata
Shatrava.
Shatrava. 这是Yudhisthira王的一个名字。
So that's the name of Yudhisthira. He had no enemies.
因为 Yudhisthira 大君他是没有敌人的人。
So that can be confusing because we know that Duryodhana hated Yudhisthira and he was always trying to kill him.
那很有意思的是呢，Duryodhana 他非常恨 Yudhisthira， 所以呢，他总是想方设法想杀了 Yudhisthira。
But Yudhishthira didn't think of himself, I'm the enemy of Duryodhana. Here it says, not inimical to anyone. Even if someone's inimical to a devotee, the devotee won't be inimical to him. Then, shanta, peaceful.
接下来这样品质是香甲, 很平和。
Then sadhava, abiding by the scriptures.
还有sadhava, 就是遵守宗教经典的规定。
That's like, you know, a similar word to sadhu, it's the same, whatever the root, it's the same.
实际上这个sadhu, 圣人这个名字, 就是来自于这一个词根。
Sadhu, sadhana. Sadhu follows the scriptures. He does sadhana.
Sadhu 就是那些做 sadhana 追随经典的人。
So we seek sadhu sangha.
所以呢，我们应该去寻找 sadhu sangha 与圣人的联谊。
Be in the association of devotees.
与奉献者联谊。
So. This is what, you know, we're seeking. We're gradually developing this. And any devotee who is practicing devotional service, they, you know, none of us have all these qualities and are perfect. But if someone is practicing, then they're gradually getting purified. And Krishna sees them as sadhus.
那么如果奉献者能够有规律的去修习这Krishna之觉 那么虽然并不是完全的但是慢慢的他们会得到进化并且培养起这些品质 因此在Krishna眼里 一个认真修习的奉献者就是一位sadhu
So we need to be this 11th canto verse is saying in the purport If we neglect hearing and serving then We'll be bewildered by mind. If we're hearing about Krishna and serving the devotees in Krishna, then Maya can't hurt us. She bother us, but she can't drag us away.
因此呢，就是说一个人在这个世界上生活，很容易受到Maya的影响。但是如果我们总是来与奉献者联谊，总是唱诵、赞颂Krishna的话， 那么玛雅虽然可能还会干扰到我们 但是呢并不能拿我们怎么样 对我们产生很大的影响
So we have gone from in English sad sangha we had very bad sangha bad association sad people
我们应该总是去寻求Sadhu的联谊,圣人的联谊,而不应该去寻求那些不良的联谊。
And because we were separated from Krishna, we were sad. Like other people.
就不应该去寻找那些悲伤的人,负面的人的联谊。 但正是因为我们与Krishna分离,所以呢,实际上我们 因为主分离呢，所以还是也有悲伤。
Now, by the causeless mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Srila Prabhupada, we have sadhu sangha.
现在由于圣帕帕的主Chaitanya以及圣帕帕仁慈，我们就得到了 sadhu sangha 圣人的联谊。
And Krishna has arranged so many things to help us have that. We just have to take advantage.
Krishna 做出了那么多的安排 以便于我们能够利用这些机会得到灵性的进步
So we have the YY and we have Skype and we have the internet and we have so many different ways that we can have sadhu sangha very fortunate
我们有 YY 有 Skype 有这些互联网有这么多方法我们可以得到圣人们的联谊
So we have devotees on the YY, and I have devotees in other ways from America and Indonesia and Japan, I don't know, many countries. We can all get together, even so, even though we're all over the different parts of the world.
那么在中国有 YY， 在其他国家通过不同的软件可以与美国、印度尼西亚或者日本的奉献者在一起学习听课等等。所以呢，我们通过互联网用这么多的方式，我们可以得到圣人们的联谊。
So it's like mystic powers that yogis had in the past, where they can just travel like Narada Muni and all come together. It, you know, traveled so fast just by thinking, or they can communicate just by thinking and connecting with people. But we're doing almost the same, we just need a little help from the internet. We are grateful to all the people that work to keep this internet and all these things going.
如今我们借着这个互联网的科技，我们可以做到像古时候的那些瑜伽师们的一样，比如说像那达穆尼，他可以很快的就从一个地方去到那个地方，以新的速度去到另外一个地方跟那些人们团聚。所以呢我们应该很感恩这个所有发明以及维系这个互联网的人。
So it's a little late today, so any questions coming? Or I know there's always questions left over from, you know.
那么因为今天有点晚了哈，但是呢还是想，咕噜还是想问大家一下，大家有没有问题？因为一般来说大家还是经常会有各种问题的。
Yudhisthira had questions, and some parts of the Bhagavad Gita, Cricket had questions, Arjuna had questions. As long as the questions are to help us to serve Krishna, that's very good.
其实提问是一件好事情啊，比如说，Yudhisthira王他在佛家瓦坛当中也提出很多问题，Arjuna也提了很多问题。那么提问其实很能够帮助我们在 Krishna 世界中进步。
Maharaj, I have a question: is how can we judge our renunciation is mature or not?
Can you repeat that?
对不起，我现在的问题就是，我们怎么能够判断我们的气绝是成熟的还是不成熟的 ？How can we judge our renunciation is mature or not?
Our renunciation?
Yes. Is it real renunciation or maybe?
Well, basically renunciation means that we understand everything belongs to Krishna.
从基本上来讲，气绝其实是我们认识到一切都属于 Krishna.
So this body belongs to Krishna, therefore we don't engage it in activities which are against Krishna, like intoxication and meat eating and all those things.
这个躯体属于 Krishna, 所以呢我们不应该用这个躯体去做一些违背 Krishna 意愿的事情，比如说去酗酒啊，去做这些罪恶的活动。
But renunciation also, we don't take credit. You know, we know that we don't think I'm the doer.So as much as we're thinking like that, then we can look at ourselves. Nothing is mine.
那么还有一个层面，还有一个意义上讲，就是气绝意味着我们认为不把自己当做作为者。
But because we live in this body that Krishna gave it to us, we have to take care of it.Because we have a family or children or whatever, disciples and friends, we have to take care of them because Krishna gave them to us. We have a house, we have a temple, we have a car, a guitar, or whatever it is. And Krishna gave it to us, so we have to take care of it and use it for Krishna.
但是呢，我们，但是呢，我们毕竟还是生活在这个世界上，所以呢，如果我们有家庭、有孩子、有这些需要照顾，那么这些是 Krishna 给予我们的，所以呢，我们应该负起责任去照顾他们。那无论是 Krishna 给我们房子也好，车子也好，或者是甚至是一把吉他也好，那么这些是 Krishna 给予我们的，我们都有责任把他们照顾好，以便并且同时呢，把这些用为 Krishna 做服务。
So, in the Bhagavatam is explained that, you know, Maya begins with this idea, it is I and it is mine.
在佛家法坛当中讲到
Mine, me, me, my, my, my.
在佛家法坛当中讲到这个错觉 Maya 呢，它就是从我和我的开始，我我我，我的我的我的。
Namoham ahamamiki, it is I and it is mine.
Moham 就是幻觉。
So as much as we can think this is really Krishna's, then, you know, we can, that's what we have to look at ourselves. Okay?
所以呢，我们越多的看到这一切，我们所用的东西是属于 Krishna 的，这样子的话，我们就能够越深刻的走在气绝的路上。Hi Krishna, thank you Maharaj. Yes, thank you Maharaj. 啊，那么下面一个问题是 Olivia 的问题，亲爱的 Maharaj， 请接受我恭恭敬敬的礼拜。请问我们对念诵的品味和我们是否启迪有多大的关系？感恩您仁慈的解答。Dear Maharaj, please accept my respectful obeisance. My question is whether our taste of chanting has any relationship with whether we are initiate or not. Thank you for your merciful answer.
I don't know if I understood it. Our taste for,
taste of chanting have any relationship with whether we are initiated or not?
Our taste for chanting?
Yes.
And is related to whether we are initiated or not?
Yeah, whether we are initiated or not. For example, if we are initiated, then our taste will be high, if not initiated, and maybe
not necessarily.
啊，那个我们念诵的品味和我们是否起敬的并不一定有关系。
The taste for chanting is depends on how much we can not be offensive.
我们对念诵的品味呢，取决于我们多大程度上能避免冒犯。
Some people are not initiated, but they love to chant.
有些人他们虽然没有启迪，但是他们非常爱，非常喜欢念诵。
Some people have been initiated many years, but they don't chant anymore. They don't chant around. So obviously, the initiation didn't give them a taste necessarily, because it depends on what our motive is.
有些奉献者哪怕是启迪了很多年，但他们并不认真念诵，或者是他们并不念诵，所以从这个意义上来说的话，启迪跟我们念诵的品味是没有什么关系。
If we're getting initiated because, you know, we want to be more closely related to the guru and surrender, then we want to do more service, then we should be able to get more of a taste. But Lord Chaitanya, in that Nam Nam Akari Bahuda, he said, I don't have any taste because I make offenses.
但是主乘丹亚在八训规当中讲到，可是我对圣名毫无品味，因为我做出了冒犯。
So that's why we don't have so much taste for chanting.
所以是因为冒犯才 造成了我们对唱诵没有太多的品味。
But if we're getting initiated for the right reasons, then taste should increase. A devotee will always think, I don't have any taste, so I have to chant more, I have to try to do more singing.
但是呢，如果我们怀着正确的心态来接受启迪的话，那么这样的启迪就对我们念诵会有帮助。那因为奉献者会想，哎呀，我念诵圣名没有品味，所以我应该念更多的念诵，念更多的圈。
All right.
可以吗 ？Thank you, Marge. Okay. Next question. From 心存感恩，顶拜您的莲花组，请问您为什么启迪的女奉献者会有 Dasi 和 Devi Dasi 两种叫法，有什么区别吗？感恩 Maharaj， 感恩翻译。A listen to your lotus feet. And why we call the female devotee with Dasi or Devi Dasi? Is there any difference between Dasi and Devi Dasi? Thank you.
Not necessarily. But like Malati, she said, Prabhupada sometimes called her Malati Dasi and sometimes Malati Devi Dasi.
比如说有一位年长的女奉献者，她的名字叫 Malati， 圣帕帕的有时候会喊她 Malati Dasi， 有时候会喊她 Malati Devi Dasi。
So my idea is that like one of the first initiates was Govinda Dasi。
那么 Maharaj 他根据他的看法，就是说比如说有一位最早得到圣帕帕启迪的奉献者，他的名字叫做 Govinda Dasi。
And Prabhupada didn't say Govinda Devi Dasi because Govinda is not a Devi, he's a servant of Govinda。
那么圣帕帕则从来没有叫他为 Govinda Devi Dasi， 因为 Govinda 他不是一位，不是 Devi， 不是女神，所以呢圣帕帕则就没有用 Govinda Devi Dasi 来称呼他。
But sometimes it's a name of like Parvati, Durga Devi. But not always. Sometimes he named people. So either one, but the important thing is Dasi. We should not think of ourselves as a Deva or a Devi, but a Dasi, a Das.
所以呢，就是有时候。但是有时候呢，比如说像 Parvati、Devi 或者是其他的一些女神的名字，那么后面可以加 Devi， 但是呢这些都并不是最重要的， Devi 不是最重要，重要的是 Dasi， 我们应该是把自己当作是仆人，而不是 Devi 是女神。
So I don't really know, but one thing is the husband normallyIn Vedic culture, he calls his wife Devi.
Maharaj 说他并不很清楚了解这两者的区别，但是在根据伟达文化，一般丈夫呢会喊他的妻子为 Devi.
He doesn't call her my wife by her name.
那而不是喊他，直接喊他的名字，或者是称他为我的妻子。
And the wife should call the husband Prabhu.
妻子呢应该称丈夫为 Prabhu.
My master.
就是我的主人的意思。
But the husband should be a very good devotee.
但是呢，作为这样的丈夫，应该成为一位很好的奉献者。
Representing his spiritual master, then he is the Prabhu. We should call all devotees Prabhu. The very advanced devotee sees everyone as Prabhu.
那一位丈夫的话，应该就是作为自己灵性导师的代表。我们一个进步的奉献者，他会把所有人都称为 Prabhu， 当做主人一样去服务。
A neophyte will think I want to be Prabhupada.
因为初期的奉献者他们却想着希望自己能够成为帕布，自己成为主人。
All right.
可以吗？ Hare Krishna. Thank you, Maharaj. 好，那大家还有问题吗？
Like Prabhupada, sometimes he sannyasi said Goswami and sometimes he said Swami.
就好像生怕怕的。
Nobody asked him what's the difference. There's no difference.
就好像生怕怕的有事之后称呼 sannyasi 们为 Swami， 有时候称头衔为 Goswami。所以呢，这个两者的话，生怕怕从来没有讲过他们之间的区别。
When Prabhupada put his own name in a formal way, he'd say, Sri Dandi Goswami, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami.
那么当圣帕帕德他给自己的名字就称呼自己的时候，他就
说
Sri Dandi Goswami, A.C. Bhakti Vedanta Swami.
So he put the same, both names.
所以在他的自己的名字上既加了 Goswami 又加了 Swami。
Sometimes Prabhupada called the female devotees Prabhu.
有时候圣帕帕德也会称呼那些女性的奉献者为 Prabhu.
Because he's Uttamadhikari, he sees everyone as Prabhu.
因为圣帕帕德他是一位 Uttamadhikari 一流的奉献者，所以他看所有人都是 Prabhu.
All right.
可以吗？对吗？好 ，Thank you. 好，大家满足了吗？满意吗 ？Satisfied.
Okay, let's end here. It's getting late.
好，现在有点
晚。All right.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
好
Now I think I can make it for Friday morning. I'm not sure. I hope so. I'm getting used to it. See, now it's Wednesday morning here, so it's Wednesday night there. But when it's Friday morning there, it's Saturday afternoon here. So I might not be able to because it's about the afternoon. I'll see.
Roger, where are you now?
I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. America.
Oh, America. Okay. Okay. 好的。Maybe I will form 那个 Sana Katie because Friday morning is she just late.
Okay. So I should, maybe I can
maybe.
Do all that.
Okay.
I can't guarantee how the schedule will be for me when I am.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Until I get there, I won't know for sure. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.
Jai. Hare Krishna.
And Sumo Yom 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 Shri Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. 好，荣耀归于卡拉先生，死亡你们好啦，Hare Krishna。
Nika Freya Mata 几甜美的翻译，非也同样的非常感恩各位。